Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation. It is a Monday, all in your face. How you feel out there? Are you good? Portia, you good?
I'm good.
Brad, you good?
I'm great.
Gary, you good?
Yeah.
Well, let's get it then. It's going to be a good show.
Of course.
Later on, man, Madonna called Whitney Houston mediocre and forget about trapped in the closet. Your boy from Chicago, R. Kelly, he's being accused of trapping girls in a cult.
Talk about him.
It's in the news. We got to.
My.
But first, let's talk about positive things. What about Beyonce? She blessed the world with pictures of her twin sir, Ruby Carter.
Yes,
and guess
she did.
How many likes she got, y'all?
How many?
Yeah, how 9. Many?
9.6 million.
Whoa! Wow.
That's not that much. She should have got at least 10 million.
It doesn't break her current record of 11 million, which is like from the announcement pictures that she posted.
Okay, right.
But she's on her way.
Yeah, she's got a couple more days. I'm sure it's going to get up there. Mm.
And what y'all think about the way she looks in these pictures?
She looks amazing.
Like, the babies are, like, you know, 1 month old.
They're
and
so
she
cute.
Seems like she's already kind of snapping back from what we can tell. And a source told People Magazine, Beyonce hasn't even started the workout yet. She's just focusing about, you know, on her recovery. But here's the thing we got to understand.
What?
Beyonce ain't eating like me or you, or even you or you over there. Like, she probably has a chef giving her, like, the most nutrient-rich food that ain't going to be, packing no pounds on whatsoever.
Yeah. And might I add, after a C-section, you're already open. So you get whatever's left that's excess.
Taken out. They suck all that out while you lay on the table.
Snatched in the matter of minutes.
You talking about a tummy tuck?
Yeah, they do a tummy tuck.
When you're open and you get a C-section, it's open, so they get all the rest out. They take the skin, the extra, whatever. Yeah. You get snatched. That's why a lot of these people.
Well, hell, then she don't need to work out.
Exactly.
We ready for the next album, Beyonce.
Get back to work.
Well, since you're always giving Beyonce some shine, let's give a little shine to Sharon Kellaway from Ireland.
Okay, Sharon.
Who has her own damn twins, and she wanted to let the world know by recreating Beyonce's shoot.
Oh,
take a look.
That's beautiful.
I knew it wasn't going to take long for the internet to act up.
Honey, that's a little different than Beyonce's look.
Okay.
My like,
she said Beyonce is not the only one who can slay with the babies, honey.
Yeah.
She
can do it, too. The babies are slaying her. In the first picture, she's like, she got tired.
And yeah, she did.
She had to take a knee.
Well, y'all, moving on. Hot felon Jeremy Meeks is wasting no time after moving on when he got caught cheating on his wife, Melissa, with Top Shop heiress Chloe Green. His wife was like, I think we should get a divorce. And he was like, sure thing. And y'all, he already filed. And this weekend, he and his new lady want to make sure they were seen out and about in L.A. Honey, they hit up the Grove, where there's a Top Shop, by the way. They were spotted kissing at the farmer's market, then cuddling at the hotel pool. Then they went to a popular jewelry store in Beverly Hills. And then they hit a paparazzi hotspot catch for dinner. So you know they trying to be visible.
Yes, bitch.
I got a big problem with this.
What?
Now, when we talked about the fact that he had moved on to bigger, better things, we kind of cheered him on a little bit. Hey, you want to move on? Move on.
Right.
But the fact that he's doing it so publicly, you got to give a little time just to let it cool off a little bit, then be public and move on, right?
Because she got to think about her brand, too, because you would hate for people
Thank
to start
you.
Calling her place Thought Shop.
Hey! Okay. All right, well, up next, we have all made a list once in our life of things we want to do, things we put on a bucket list, right?
No.
Basically, we did them when we were teenagers. Well, unfortunately for one girl, she left hers at Urban Outfitters dressing room, and it only took a couple minutes before it went viral.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Man. So here's some highlights from the Summer Bucket List 2017, baby!
Woo-hoo!
Yes! She says she wants to go party.
Okay.
She wants to have sex.
Okay.
She wants to give two people oral sex.
All right.
Yes! And she wants to post not one, not two, not three, but eight
hoe pics on Instagram.
Not hoe pics. Right.
Like
hoe
pics. She hit him with 8 pictures of random hoes.
Her looking like a hoe gloriously on Instagram.
Oh, okay. Right now.
Well, she said she wants to binge on some Netflix. I guess that's when she's going to have sex and do the...
Yeah.
She want to buy some Ray-Bans.
Knock them all out, honey.
How old is she again?
And take a picture and put it on Instagram. This is crazy, though. I don't think I've ever done one of these. Did y'all do one of these when y'all were teenagers?
I don't think black people do those.
Yeah.
Really?
I was told to never write anything down. You don't want to incriminate yourself.
Exactly.
Bucket list is something you make when you're about to die. Something you want to do before you die. Hell, this stuff ain't no...
Yeah, she young.
What's on your bucket list?
I don't have no bucket list. I have a vision board. The vision board's in my head.
All right, so some of y'all out there still suffering from the Monday blues, so how about we hit you with some vitamin C?
Yeah!
In the form of the California chill pill, that is Heidi, Frank, and Eric. What's going on, y'all?
Hello,
what's
Atlanta?
Up, Atlanta? Vitamin A.
Heidi, I hear you got a shocking story about Madonna being a little bitchy.
Well, breaking news on Dish Nation.
This is crazy. So a handwritten letter is up for auction right now, and the letter was written by Madonna to her then-boyfriend, John Enos. This happened back in the 1990s.
Ooh.
So she writes this letter, and she unleashes on her peers at the time, Whitney Houston and Sharon Stone. So here's an excerpt from the letter. She says, quote, "It's so unequivocally frustrating to read that Whitney Houston has the music career I wish I had, and Sharon Stone has the film career I'll never have. Not because I want to be these women, because I'd rather die. But they're so horribly mediocre."
What?
Wow.
Whitney Houston is mediocre. That's insane.
I just want to ask a question. Am I the only one who's reading this as sarcasm?
We can't even read sarcasm in texts and emails nowadays. there definitely wasn't sarcasm in a handwritten letter.
So that's mediocre.
Right. That's right.
Period. Too bad we didn't have handwritten emojis back then, so we could have known what she meant.
An emoji. Exactly.
Here's what Sharon Stone said after she read this. "Dear Madonna, know that I am your friend. I've wished to be a rock star in some private moments, have felt as mediocre as you described. Owning our own mediocrity is the only way to our own strength. I love and adore you. Won't be pitted against you by any invasion of our personal journeys." Somebody went, I would
say,
emoji, uncrossed legs, crossed legs again.
It's like she's saying, sometimes I felt as mediocre as you described, but we all know I'm not. Am I right?
What are you going to do, arrest me for being mediocre?
They should. You'd be doing time.
Miss Stone was being messy in her own little way, too.
Yes,
honey.
She was.
She said, girl, honey, she said, honey, she wanted to be a rock star, too, in her private moments.
Okay.
Yes,
and let you know, through your journey, when you were at your low point,
right.
Madonna.
Yes.
Got to read between the read lines.
Yes.
All right, y'all, so let's talk about R. Kelly. Now, he's a dude who's no stranger to controversy. Now, this story is actually insane by his standards. Now, BuzzFeed has done his expose, and they interviewed 3 former members of R. Kelly's entourage who claim that he has a harem of 6 female fans living in a cult-like environment in properties in Chicago and Atlanta. And R. Kelly rents them out for them. Well, they're saying he has control over every aspect of their lives, dictating what they eat, how they dress, when they bathe, when they sleep, and even how they have sex.
I mean, but R. Kelly is like a god. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to bow down.
Oh, my God, he got
him.
You too!
How old are these women?
Well, they're all of consenting age, so it's not like none of that weird stuff that he was dealing with a few years back. So there's nothing that the police or their families can do to intervene. So it's kind of like, hey, they're there at their own will.
Listen, I'll say this. If they're all there willingly, who cares?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I want to be in a cult.
You don't want to pay no rent.
I want to be in a cult, too.
Yeah, like Brett, they all love him. They're all fans. This is the ultimate meet and greet. Is there some, if you're a fan of somebody out there, like you're a fan of Oprah, Heidi.
Oh, yeah.
If Oprah told you when to go pee, would you be down with that?
Yes,
she would.
Oprah can tell me to do whatever and
now you can go pee. And you can go pee. And you can go pee.
Not you.
By the way, it's no different than the show on TLC, Sister Wives. It's a guy with 3 or 4
right.
wives. It's like, that's celebrated and put on television. Why is it bad if R. Kelly's doing it and everybody wants to be there?
No, if you're a Mormon and you have multiple wives, that's bigamy.
Religious
that's against the
freedom.
Law. But he has multiple girlfriends in multiple towns. That is kick ass. Like, where is that religion? Where do I
thank
sign
you.
Up?
If you had a couple cameras, it's actually The Bachelor.
Yeah. All right, up next, which celebrity's mama's body has snapped back, honey, into shape 4 months after giving birth? Stick around and we'll tell you who.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Well, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, and their baby Luna's holiday in Bali just defined family vacation goals. Over the weekend, Chrissy shared this gorgeous photo of the couple dressed in traditional Balinese ceremonial costumes and captioned it, "We had the most beautiful, wonderful time in Bali. Como Shambhala. My body and mind have never felt so clear. Thank you for getting me to move again and giving me some much-needed body and nutrition schooling. And don't worry, everyone. I still love me some 99 cents two tacos. Balance. Hashtag not being paid to say this."
They look gorgeous.
They do. I'm sick of them. I've said this before.
Oh, right? I love this picture.
She
let
always
them do
got
them
dressing up like a damn fool or doing something crazy. Come on now.
How is this crazy? That's,
but I mean, my, is she Balinese or whatever she is?
They're there, so they're living
She's
in
not.
The moment, Gary.
You don't have her dressing up in no Juneteenth stuff.
What's Juneteenth?
Black stuff. When she's from when the slave was free, she don't have him dressed up in a black history costume.
He's not dressing up in it either.
Well, then why he dressed up in this doggone
mess? She's broadening his horizons. They're making a very memorable trip and doing things that are with the culture.
That look like coming from America or coming to America. Hell, y'all know what that look like.
So, you said what?
Coming from America. That's a porn version.
Well, y'all, Chrissy also shared this photo of her looking radiant in an intricate gold headdress and a silk gown with Luna sitting in her lap.
Uh-oh, she better be careful.
Wow.
Look like she coming for Beyonce. You know, Beyonce been rocking the head pieces and holding the babies with the silk.
Nobody do nothing.
It's culture appropriation. Like, she's actually Balinese, ain't she?
Oh, is she?
She's actually Thai. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're celebrating the culture of the place that they're at.
Where they are. Right.
Oh, what in hell?
They're there. They're actually there, and it's okay to do.
I'm sick of them. Jesus.
All right, it's time for
It's the Damn Girl.
So it's been 4 months since Irina Shayk and her boyfriend, Bradley Cooper, welcomed their daughter, Leah. And over the weekend, Irina posted this photo of her snapback on Instagram, baby, and she shut it down.
Whoa!
All right, girl.
Wait, did I read that correctly?
It looked like that courthouse, no child.
Huh? Jeez!
My God.
4 months? But you know what? That's supermodel goals. I don't think real women should think this gonna happen.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
But look at Beyonce. She did the same thing. So maybe I should have babies, because if they get their bodies like that, I mean, that's inspiration.
Maybe you should have a baby to lose your stomach.
Have the after effect.
Yeah, he be trying to take little shots.
Yeah,
on
he
the
do.
Load. Like, what was you saying? Your stomach is worse than all of ours.
Thank you.
Okay, so cut it out.
Bradley Cooper is a lucky man.
I have reason to believe she was doing crunches the entire time.
Right, and in delivery.
All right, y'all. So Wimbledon concluded this weekend with Garbine Muguruza winning her first singles title, beating Venus Williams, and Roger Federer won a record 8th breaking Wimbledon title. But none of those compares to the funny and entertaining ladies invitation doubles match, which is like, you know, like a Legends tournament.
Right.
Oh, it got interesting. So here's what happened. 4-time Grand Slam winner Kim Clijsters called out a fan on the court during an invitation doubles match after he shouted out his suggestion on how she should serve. So Kim invited him to face her serve by taking the place of her opponent at the other end of the court.
Ooh.
There was only one problem.
What?
Wimbledon has a very strict all-white policy, so Kim got him a spare skirt out of a bag and helped the guy into his skirt. Here's how he did.
A great experience for him going to Wimbledon and doing that.
Tennis is a woman's game anyway, so he should have hushed anyway.
Is it a woman's game?
It's not.
Yeah, please be quiet.
No,
well, I mean,
Gary.
But mostly women been playing lately.
No, you, John McEnroe, like, it's...
I heard nobody since Arthur Ashe, honey, for men.
Oh,
playing.
My God.
Roger Federer just won his eighth title.
Oh, he sure did. Well, ain't nobody... Anyway, y'all, coming up, honey, the Carters are fielding. No, honey, not Jay-Z and Beyonce, honey, these two fools. We'll tell you all the tea next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we've got a Carter on Carter beef.
June on Amy?
It's the other Carter, Nick and Aaron Carter, brothers, right? So I don't know if you heard this, but this past Sunday, Aaron Carter was in Georgia and he was arrested on suspicion of DUI and marijuana possession. His brother, Nick Carter, goes on Twitter and says, quote, "To my brother, I love you no matter what. And if you feel the need to reach for help, I am here and willing to help you get better. Family isn't always easy, but we're all here for you."
Oh. Hashtag Aaron Carter party starter.
What a jerk thing to do. You're the big brother. It's your job to take care of your little brother. And you're making it public what a great big brother I am.
This is not his first DUI, right?
Yeah, I think he's gotten in trouble before.
And so he said last week, "You're never going to see me get a DUI again." And then he did.
Well, he's fighting it. So here's what he's saying. After his older brother, Nick, reaches out on Twitter, then Aaron tweeted a long statement denying the accusation, saying that he wasn't even behind the wheel at the time of this happened.
Look at your hair in this mugshot.
But he's saying that he wasn't behind the wheel at the time, that he was inside an auto zone, and that he was being targeted by police because he's a celebrity.
He said he was in AutoZone. And why would you lie about that?
No, I think he's, what he's saying is, "I was so messed up, I was on AutoZone." I have no idea what I was doing, man. I'm on AutoZone.
Okay, so here's what, at the end of the tweet about AutoZone and denying the accusations, he says, quote, "If my own blood truly cared about my well-being, why wouldn't he call me directly and have a conversation instead of making this about him through a very public forum? That's not cool at all to use me for his PR and kick me while I'm down. I love my family despite it through thick and thin."
Oh, somebody jump on the Carter Thanksgiving this year. I want to see it live. Let's do it live.
What Aaron is saying is what you said. Like, why don't you pick up the phone and call me? Why are you going to Twitter?
But then he did the exact same
thing.
Who
picks up the phone when somebody calls you? The only time you get messages is when someone DMs you.
Maybe he did call him. He was drunk. I'm driving right now, dude.
Game of Thrones back on last night. I missed it, had a DVR, and I know Eric wants to talk about it. If you spoil this, I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Oh, it had everything. There was a scene that everybody is talking about where Arya Stark comes around a bend and finds something surprising. This.
This isn't a Photoshop? This happened?
Ed Sheeran was one of the Lannister soldiers sitting around a campfire just singing a sweet little tune.
Obviously, it's a popular show. They don't need, you know, cameos from superstars. Yeah. So this had to be a request from Ed Sheeran saying, "I want to be on Game of Thrones."
It's actually a request from Macy, the girl who plays Arya. She's a huge Ed Sheeran fan, so they said, "Let's get Ed."
Does Ed Sheeran die?
His scene isn't over. He is
attacked by Taylor Swift's cat, who's flying through the air, breathing fire, and he kills it.
My favorite thing was on Twitter last night, everybody was saying, "You've got him right there, Arya. Just kill Ed Sheeran, and we can be done with him."
If you can't get enough of Dish Nation, we also have a podcast. It's just like this show, but just for your ears. So go to iTunes and subscribe to the Dish Nation podcast, and be sure and rate it if you like it. More Dish Nation coming up.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, we all like to live lavish from time to time.
Time to time.
Yeah. Gary once bought lunch for Portia and didn't even ask for the money back.
Mm-mm. It was Coupon Tuesday.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it. Yeah. Nice meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like the party is over for Mel B and her estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte. Documents from their divorce hearing have been released, and it's revealing some really insane spending.
Okay.
So the judge blasted them for living in a high upper class lifestyle that they can't even afford. He's ordered them to survive on a monthly budget of $51,000 apiece.
That's a yearly salary for me, hell.
That's a lot of money. Oh, I feel so sorry for them. That's not enough. How will they survive?
So Mel B has an income of around $175,000 a month, which maybe can explain why she can afford $10,000 a month on groceries and $1,300 a month for movies, shows, and theme parks.
Well, I think $10,000 is just ridiculous. I don't care how many people in the family. Y'all can go right over to Piggly Wiggly and get a whole pack of pork chops. A whole family pack is like about 20 pork chops for like $10.
First of all, okay, now, if she's making $175,000 a month, honey, now, okay, $10,000 a month on groceries. Think about this, y'all. Listen clear.
Okay.
Girl, you go to the outlet malls. You go to the food court. She could eat through the damn food court on the toothpicks. They give you a toothpick every day.
Oh, no, not the sampler.
You can get full, bitch. Trust me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies.
Either way, share it.